accept a dark and divisive vision for America. Tomorrow you can vote for a hopeful, inclusive, big-hearted America. Between now and the time the poll closes tomorrow, we are going to be living on a prayer.
Oh, God.
Let's sing up the music.
Oh, God.
Why is she yelling at me?
Nothing cheesy about elections and being on stage with rock stars and politicians. They just don't mix that well, really.
Donald Trump said, you know, that's really hokey.
Always feels awkward.
By the way, never hiring Bon Jovi for another thing ever. Ever.
Never invited to Mar-a-Lago.
Never. Ever. He's got as an enemies list now. I'm telling you, if Donald Trump wins tonight, there are some people I would not want to be in America. I happen to be one of them. But Beyonce, as he called her yesterday, and Jay-Z.
She wouldn't be popular.
I like that part where he goes, now what was that? Was that music? Was that singing or talking or singing? You know, this is an argument that he had with his kids, right? You know, he was saying that to Eric when Eric was listening to hip hop, right?
Or Barron.
Young Barron might be into hip-hop, too. You're right, Ken.
Oh, no, they're not going to allow Barron to be into hip-hop. You can see that he probably has a chamber quartet in his bedroom at night, putting him to sleep.
When Barron's acting out with his his punk school friends, he's listening to Beyonce.
Beyonce, right.
Or else only white rappers like Macklemore.
What is that? Is that rapping? What do those people call that? I mean, it was right on the edge yesterday, too. I'm like, oh, come on. I mean, you're not going to get this without some millennials, too. And then he's going to go, I don't understand these people, they're bougie-woogie music.
The Beyonce.
Barron, YouTube it.
Look, but to his credit, you look at it and you see how many thousands are coming out to his rallies. They're in Florida and some of the key states without a rock star present, right? And so he's trying to say, well, she needs the rock stars in order to draw the crowds like that. And
that's probably true. And I don't doubt certain things along this route. He has said that he has made up but ended up being true. Most of the time he makes stuff up, it's not true. But in this case, it is true. She did not get the kind of crowds he got. But there was also the spectacle of him, too.
Mm-hmm. Right? Sure, the celebrity of him.
Yeah, there's all that he did change the dynamic of this. Now, the problem here, moving forward, is that people are like, "Well, if Donald Trump loses, he'll be back again." I don't think that'll happen. I've been wrong so many times.
You don't think he'll run again political office? He's kind of done. Or he could start being the guy who's in charge. You know, if he comes close in this election, couldn't he be the one who sort of directs the new party? Kind of thing?
The new party, the party will reject him wholly because they got to run away. They have to recoalesce because they're divided right now. Mm-hmm. And so they have to find a way to bring Paul Ryan back in. Because if Donald Trump wins, the only person in more trouble than John Bon Jovi is Paul Ryan.
Yeah. I mean, they're right. The Republican Party's a mess, and that there'll be certainly a need to hit the reset button and reorganize entirely after this election. But it'll be interesting to see how close it is tonight, because I think that will determine a lot.
Yeah. So.
And there is a picture, just in case you were wondering, of Hillary Clinton and Bon Jovi on her plane doing the mannequin challenge, which now apparently everyone has to do.
Oh, dear.
How bad is it?
Or else you don't God. Exist. It's not good. It's not good.
You don't exist. That's really true. If you don't do the mannequin challenge, then you are hopelessly unhip.
Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys.
He's done it.
They were trying to do it on their plane, and it's maybe the worst one I've seen because they're on a plane. It's shaking. They're like holding a cup of tea or a cup of coffee, and it's like jiggling around the plane. Horrible effort.
Yeah. This one's similar because also on a plane moving, and Bon Jovi's.
We should do one.
Shep Smith did it on his show yesterday on Fox. You know, he's got that newsroom set with all those people in back there, all the people working real hard in back of them.
Computer centers. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
And so they did. And now the most important thing happening in the world other than this election, probably more important than this election, is the mannequin challenge. And then, boom, everybody goes into it.
So how do you do it?
You're like talking, and then when somebody says something, you have to be recording this. You got your phone, right? Someone's recording this. And then everybody's like acting normally, and then they freeze. It's basically freeze and justify, and then the camera goes around and shows everybody frozen in mid whatever freeze it is.
Now, how long do you freeze? Pose, like something fun.
Like 5 to 6 hours.
Yeah. Do you have to look like a mannequin?
Yes, you have to look like a mannequin. There was a very impressive one actually done by a football team.
Yeah, I saw that. They had the cheerleaders. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, it was like an indoor facility, though. It was like an indoor practice facility where they were – this is the one where they're in a weight room, like their indoor practice weight room. And these guys were like in mid-lift.
Mm-hmm. That's dangerous. And
I know.
Guys maxing out 600 pounds on the squat rack.
Right. And they were like, and they were in mid-lift and they stopped. I mean, it was very impressive.
Like they were carrying cheerleaders or it was just weights?
No, it was, unlike when you went to high school, the football players actually,
they were
lifting actual weights, not just cheerleaders.
Curls for the girls. Were they drinking muscle milk midway through and they had to stop?
That's what, yeah, that's I don't know. I don't know. All right. Now for his last appearance before a new president is elected on this radio program. But certainly not his last appearance on the program, I pray.
No, hope not. Definitely hope not.
Michael Steele joins us.
You know, I'm thinking of the song, "Looks Like We Made It."
Yeah, okay, yeah.
That's what you're singing today.
Yeah, is that what you're saying? Yeah, I don't think so. Well, at least we lived this long. Let's put it that way. And you're number three. You're number four behind me right now. I'm saying, if Trump wins, who's most in trouble in this country? It's John Bon Jovi, number one, for showing up last night with Hillary.
Yeah.
Paul Ryan, number two. Me, number three. You, number four. That's how that's going to go.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I actually may give you a little bit more cover than you realize. So yeah,
you think maybe I'm three or four? You're three. I'm four.
I'll take you going first. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You think so? So here's my my question for you though. A lot of people are calling this already. Oh no, Hillary! Look at the early voting that came in these states, and there's no way he can make up the difference. And I point to two moments here. I point to Nevada and Michigan, most importantly. And he has closed this, and like the Breeders' Cup on Saturday, at the there was a there you know the favorite was out in front, and then this other horse just closed. They're like, oh no, where'd that horse come from?
Right.
And I've seen that happen so many times to my great heartbreak in horse racing. And I have this feeling that he may be closing with people who are just not identifying, or polling is just such a tricky business now, especially in the social media era.
No, it is, and that's always been sort of a thread, or you know, that underneath the cover kind of feeling you have. There was something there you weren't quite sure what it is. You want to go pull on it. When you start to pull on it, it kind of you think, oh my God, I must be, you know, this can't be right. And that's how this felt. I mean, particularly in the last few weeks, the Comey letter hits. The Comey letter unhits, you know, it's, you know, things start moving, then they pause. And there's this sense that there's something else there. But the reality, you know, is the thing that controls the universe, math, numbers.
That's true.
You can't get away from, you cannot get away from the numbers. And the fact is there are four states that everyone should look at tonight. All of which will be coming up right, some of which will start at 7 o'clock. You'll get to see some numbers. Yeah. Florida, North Carolina, Iowa, New Hampshire will give you a good sense of where this thing goes. And most important of which is Florida, obviously. Parts of Florida, the panhandle portion of Florida closes at 7. So there you're going to begin to get a real sense of this. And the numbers won't lie. The voters, as some of the exit polling is showing, they don't like these candidates. That's still true. They have severe reservations with Hillary Clinton. They're really concerned about the emails. Some 62% of exit pollers say, but Donald Trump beats that with 71%. Just doesn't like the way he talks about women. What does that mean? That's the part that we wait for.
Excellent observation, actually, because you're seeing people come out and say, well, I still can't. Now, you know what is interesting now? Our millennial staff here, we got the kids on the program. And one of them yesterday said to me that he, she, or it, because I don't know if she, he, or it wants to be identified as the one who said this. but has friends of you know similar age mm-hmm. who've been like, oh yeah, no, dude, we got to go with Trump, 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 Trump. And then, are you voting? No. So it really, it you know, there's there is as we used to say in talk radio back in the day, it's alligator mouth, hummingbird ass, right? It's like people want to say all kinds of crazy stuff, or they want to be very strong in their narrative, but they don't really. They're not actually going to pull off anything that they say. I think that goes both ways, but I think it may be worse for him.
It's worse for Trump?
Yeah.
In the sense that what?
In the sense that the people who are going to say, I'm voting for him, I'm voting for him, I'm voting for him, and then maybe they don't show up.
No, that's not a Trump voter. I mean, if you're talking a real Trump voter, what you're talking about is sort of that hybrid voter who was, you know, a little bit Bernie Sanders and a little bit Trump in the primary, you know, and couldn't make up their mind in the general election. They would swing to Hillary when there was something negative about Trump and swing to Trump when there was something negative about Hillary. But the true Trump voter, no, that they will show up.
Well, they're likely voters. I think that's true. But I think Trump also brought people out who are not. I think people go to his rallies as people who never voted before.
Absolutely. And that voter is going to vote. Mm-hmm. Again, if there's someone who has that level of interest in this race that they sat on their couch for the last two or three presidential cycles and did not participate, and they voted in the primary. Remember, that was an important thing that happened in the primary. You had this surge of new voters. You had the surge of voters who only vote in the general election who wound up voting in the primary. So you had all these dynamics in play. Those voters will participate in this process. There's no doubt about that. I think when it comes to the millennial vote, though, there is some legitimacy to ask, you know, whether or not they actually show up, whether they're a Trump supporter or a Hillary Clinton supporter. The evidence seems to suggest that they will be in play tonight. The degree to which they are in play still remains to be seen. But there's some interesting dynamics that about millennials that people don't really talk about. They tend to be, you know, I was looking at a buddy of mine has this great voter app that he's been using it to survey over 250,000 millennials. And in the surveys, what they found was some trends that sort of have fallen outside of what we typically think or know about millennials. His survey showed 51% support building a border wall, 74% support requiring voter ID, 69% supported using the term radical Islam to describe ISIS. That's a backstory to this that a lot of folks talked about potentially with Trump. But here's the rub. Trump didn't recognize all of the little breadcrumbs that he had planted and laid around the country for voters who were disinclined to support Hillary. They just did not want to support her and were looking for a reason to go with him. And because of his message, which got polluted with all kinds of nasty stuff that people didn't like, because of some of the actions that occurred at his rallies, those voters were turned off. And so one of two things happened. They either fell back to Hillary Clinton, okay, and I had a voter tell me that this morning in Starbucks, or they decided I'm just leaving that blank, that position blank.
Did you vote this
morning? And that's going to be the unfortunate story of this race.
Did you vote this morning or did you vote before?
Oh, I voted early. Voted early.
Did you have that? I mean, I don't know. I had this thought. You and I have talked for years about these kinds of things on and off the air, and we know each other pretty well. And I will ask you this. I'll tell you how honestly I felt, and then you tell me honestly how you felt. I looked at I walked in today. I looked down at the top of the ballot, and I thought to myself, "How the hell did we get here?" Mm-hmm. That was my heart sank a little bit because I know we've been covered. Yep. I know I was there. I saw it all happen.
Been here for the whole thing.
But
we have.
I mean, we've been everywhere they were.
The conventions following every moment of this race. Yep. And yet when it all came down to it, you're right. It was sort of like, this is it. This is what we have.
But it coalesced in that moment for me.
Well, it's interesting because there's an exit poll out today that's making big news on most of the political websites. And it talks about just polling people about how they feel as they exit and made their selection for president. And you have to go all the way down the list to find to like the 20% in order to find any positive emotion. It starts with just want it to be over, 85%, anxious, 72%, nervous, angry, sad, overwhelmed, yep, depressed, and then it goes all the way down the list till you get to proud or happy.
Yeah, and you know what? The problem, that's going to be the problem for the next president. Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton are going to have to, starting tonight, in their message tonight, and this is key, in their acceptance of the voters' choice or in their concession to the winner, they're going to have to begin using the language of healing. They're going to have to find a way to make those folks who voted for them with their nose, eyes, everything crossed and plugged up, or voted against them, feel that, okay, we can take the next step. Because if they don't focus on that in these next couple of weeks, that's going to set in. That's going to settle in with a lot of voters.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, come January, by then, it won't matter. I don't care what your agenda is. You're going to have a caucus that's going to be poisoned even further by the folks at home who are just going to be angry and, you know, ready to just tear someone's head off.
All right. So quickly, do you think that this thing goes well into the night or is over quickly?
I don't think it's over quickly. I think by 10 o'clock we'll have a president.
Okay. Would you like to say who you think it's going to be?
No, I think it's Hillary Clinton. I think Hillary Clinton is going to probably eke this out somewhere around the 3-4% mark. And again, it's the universal reality. It's the math. You tell me where Donald Trump wins the state. You know, I'm talking to folks in Michigan on the ground. Their suspicion is there's not enough pull there. So that's the blue state that they were counting on pulling.
Yeah, they needed that.
Florida, he's going to need Florida. And even if he wins those four states that I mentioned, Pennsylvania has always been our bridesmaid. She's never decided to become the bride of the Republican Party. So winning Pennsylvania, I just don't see that as a possibility. Now, the reality is, again, the voters are voting, and who knows? We didn't think we'd ever have a Donald Trump. We actually at one point didn't think we'd have a Hillary Clinton.
That's my point. I guess we'll finish this on that point. When you looked at the ballot, Michael Steele, did you not say to yourself, how the hell did we get here?
Yes, I did.
All right. That's all I wanted.
Yes,
Thank you. I just want to know that there's some reality that, you know, people of goodwill and good mm-hmm. conscience who want to do the right thing, want to see the right things being done mm-hmm. and want good governance, and they want a strong government. And they
sure.
want a lot of the conservative principles, I think, that Michael and I agree on. And somehow that was not on the test.
You didn't have that
no
choice.
One asked that question on the test.
That was not on the test. But I will leave you
yes.
with one little thing, real quick, that I tweeted out first thing this morning,
yes.
as I knew this was going to be such an important day, because I know you don't follow me on Twitter.
Ouch!
No, it was very straightforward. I just simply said some have stopped talking to family and friends over this election, but none of that matters now. It's time to vote. Make up tomorrow morning.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Michael.
That's a good words gonna, to hear.
I'm going to follow him right now. I didn't realize I wasn't following him. All right. Thank you.
All right, guys. Take care.
Bye, Michael.
Bye-bye. Michael's one of those guys tweet. Who goes through all of his followers.
He's like, wait a minute.
Where the hell's Roe?
What is? I actually follow him, and I did see that tweet today. I liked it.
All right. You should have jumped in right there. All right. Violetta, I know we're a little late here, but Violetta, help us with the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots.